I have to admit, I do it myself. Every time I hear about a radiation leak or some kind of accident at a nuclear power plant, I immediately start figuring out why it couldn't happen in my neighborhood. Nuclear technology is so complex that each plant has something that makes it unique. So what we do is we hold those differences close to us, like some kind of nuclear security blanket. But hiding from the threat of a potential nuclear disaster is a dangerous game. It's like some bizarre form of Russian roulette, where the players know the gun is loaded, but believe the bullets won't hurt them. So, "it can't happen here" has become the mantra of the international nuclear set. After Three Mile Island, Soviet nuclear experts assured us that their reactors wouldn't have the same kind of problem. And they were right, because the Soviets have a different reactor design. After the terrible accident at Chernobyl, Canadian scientists assured the world that our CANDU reactors didn't pose a similar threat. And they were right. They couldn't have exactly the same type of accident because they didn't have exactly the same technology. Now, following the Japanese incident at Tokemura, the Canadian and U.S. analysts are also correct. The type of accident that happened there could only happen in Japan. We don't use the same procedure to process our uranium. They were right. Technically, they're always right. But the technology isn't the issue. Human error caused every single one of these accidents, and nowhere in our nuclear technology do we allow for human error. Science ceases to be pure science the minute you apply it. Until we can develop a technology that's totally independent of human input, then there will be accidents. If we must pursue the nuclear option, then we have to account for human imperfection. We have to abandon our arrogant assumption that accidents can't happen, and we have to learn how to include a chaos factor into the nuclear equation. Until we do, we're simply playing with a loaded gun.